thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Romans 9:5, Messiah, who is God over all, forever praised. Amen. Question number 4. Some people say that Jesus Christ never existed. Ray Comfort writes, while skeptics may choose to reject the Bible's moral message, they cannot deny its historical accuracy. Over 25,000 archaeological finds demonstrate that the people, places, and events mentioned in the Bible are real and are accurately described. 25,000, no less. No archaeological finding has ever refuted the Bible. In fact, the descriptions in the Bible have often led archaeologists to amazing discoveries. Non-Christian journalist Jeffrey Scheller, author of the book Is the Bible True, concluded, in extraordinary ways, modern archaeology is affirming the historical core of the Old and New Testaments, supporting key portions of crucial Bible stories. Jesus' birth, ministry, death, and resurrection are irrefutable historical facts. Josephus, among the most renowned of Jewish historians, is attributed as writing this in the first century. Now there was about this time Jesus, a wise man, if it be lawful to call him a man, for he was a doer of wonderful works, a teacher of such men as received the truth with pleasure. He drew over to him both many of the Jews and many of the Gentiles. He was the Christ. And when Pilate, at the suggestion of the principal men amongst us, had condemned him to the cross, those that loved him at the first did not forsake him, for he appeared to them alive again the third day, as the divine prophets had foretold these and 10,000 other wonderful things concerning him. And the tribe of Christians, so named from him, are not extinct at this day. Jesus not only lived, but he died that you might have eternal life. Receive him today as your Savior. From Vision's Word for Today, answering the big questions, part 4.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.